Do we have an attitude of gratitude? Do we have an attitude of gratitude, not just today on Thanksgiving, but every day, to be grateful for God, like the one leper who came back and recognized that he was healed? He came back to Jesus to thank him, that he was no longer an outcast, to thank him that he was no longer an eyesore where people kept him at a distance, but he was able to return to the community. He was able to return to the temple to worship God, because as a leper, he was an outcast and he was cast out of society. And the Lord is asking us, and it's a beautiful, beautiful gospel for us today and appropriate for Thanksgiving, to always have an attitude of gratitude. First of all, to be grateful for God for sending his only begotten Son, who died on the cross and hallowed the grave so that we may have eternal life, that our life is not over when we take our last breath here on earth, that we have eternal life with our Heavenly Father and Jesus, our brother. And every time we come to Mass, which is a Thanksgiving feast, we as a community come together and participate in the sacrifice that is ongoing and continues just as it did 2,000 years ago, that we come together to pray and to consume Jesus so that we may become more like him. So Jesus is asking us to have an attitude of gratitude. Gratitude for the gift of our lives, the gift of our families, and the gift of our freedom, and so many things that we take for granted every day. But to thank God for the gift of our faith. And you will all be blessed today for making the time to come, because Thanksgiving, there's a lot of cooking, there's a lot of eating, and there's a lot of preparation work. But you took the time to come and to thank God for your lives, and our live stream people are taking time at their homes to also participate with us and to pray with us today. But we also thank God also for the gift of our church community, where we grow together, where we challenge each other, where we encourage each other to grow in our faith, and that we're here for one another as a body of Christ, building up the kingdom of God here on earth until we're with our Heavenly Father in heaven. But it's good to also be mindful of our families and all the gratitude we have for our families. And it's a little harder this year because many of us are not having family coming into town because of the COVID, or are having a smaller celebration with just those that live in the house because of our current situation. But the Lord, in this whole COVID situation, is helping us to become aware of He's in charge, He's in control, and it helps us to put in perspective our priorities in our life, God and family, and to thank God even for our families that may be miles or states away from us today, to thank them, maybe call them on the phone or send them a message, just letting them know that you're missing them, that you love them, and that you're with them in spirit today. Because it's a little different Thanksgiving than we're, most of us are used to, of having bigger gatherings. But we're thankful for God for the blessing of family, the blessings of relationships, and even challenging moments like the COVID and challenging relationships within our families. That God calls us to love each other. God calls us to take the higher road, doesn't he? We always are called to turn the other cheek and to seek Christ in one another. Even though as the holidays come up, some of us have family and friends that we see over the holidays that it's a little challenging because of personality conflicts, but to see the good in one another and to rejoice in the goodness, just as the leopard rejoiced in being healed, to rejoice for the goodness in our lives, and to embrace the challenges of COVID, the challenges of relationships, but to always thank God for all things, because challenges and hard moments in our lives help us to grow in grace and help us to grow in virtue. It also helps us to grow in a relationship with the Lord, knowing that we need to lean on Him more and talk to Him more and pray more about our situations, but to always thank God. Always thank God for the goodness and the challenges in our life, because it makes us stronger and it helps us to grow in a relationship with each other and with the Lord. And another thing I'm thankful for, and I'm sure most of you are too, is our government. I mean, some among us are happy with the outcome of the election, some of us are not. But you know what? We're still a united country. God is in control of our country, and He will always be in control, because God is the Creator. And we all are given our gifts from the Lord, and we thank Him for the freedom to vote, the freedom to come here and worship together. There's many people in the Middle East that have to have Mass today in secrecy because they're not allowed to come together and they're not allowed to pray together. And it's China too, and there's other places in the world that they're not allowed to praise God and to thank God and to talk about their relationship with the Lord as we are in our country. We're very blessed. And it's our day today to thank God for the many gifts, the many blessings that He blesses our lives with throughout the year. And every day should be a little thanksgiving in our heart, thanking God for our relationship and His love, thanking Him for His mercy and His constant showering of forgiveness and healing in our lives. He constantly is showering us like a waterfall coming down on us, giving us grace, giving us His forgiveness and His mercy, because He sees the goodness and He sees Himself in each of us. Christ dwells in each of us, and the God sees the goodness that He's created in each of us. And to embrace our goodness and to celebrate our goodness and our uniqueness, that we each have gifts given to God, but to share them to build up the kingdom. I feel doubly blessed today because, first of all, I get to be the celebrant of this Thanksgiving Mass. And just 5 months ago, I was ordained a priest, and I was so elated when I found out I was coming to Corpus Christi. So honored, so privileged, and so humbled that I'm able to come and worship with you and to grow in my faith with you, because so many of you have just come forward and just really embraced me with your love, with your prayers, with your encouragement. And I appreciate and I thank God for all of you. In the silence of my prayers today, it is for my church community here, because you have loved me, you have supported me and encouraged me. And I'm so grateful for all of you, and I love all of you. And I know you love me, and I appreciate that gift. And I try not to take that for granted. And I hold you all up in my prayers every day, that we all grow together in our love of the Lord, our gratitude of God, that we continue to grow as a church community until we are united together in heaven. God bless you all, and have a blessed Thanksgiving, no matter if your celebration is as big or small. We all have grateful hearts that are overflowing with gratitude for God's goodness, His love, His mercy, and the many things that we often take for granted. So God bless you today and every day.